meeting to order. I have no comments, so we'll wait, have roll, and we'll get right to it.
Okay, roll call. Representatives Martinson.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
Beadle. Lauzer.
Here.
Mock.
Here.
Steiner.
Here.
Senators Burkhardt.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Pullman.
Here.
Robinson.
Aye.
President, except one.
All right, go ahead and start your presentation.
Hi, I'm Kyle Forster. I'm the IT manager for the legislative branch, and welcome to the computer replacement work group. So we got a few things to cover today, and hopefully we can make a decision in the end. I do ask that if you're going to speak, please use your microphones. Senator Burkhardt is on the phone through the audio system, the sound system, so that way he'd be able to hear you. Okay, so the agenda today, we want to talk about our current equipment and utilization of that current equipment. Talk about laptops in general, tablets in general. And then we want to talk about our computer replacement budget and then computer replacement options. So those are the things we're going to cover today. And if you do have questions, feel free to ask those questions. Okay, so current equipment. Your current laptop is a HP EliteBook 850 Generation 3. It's got a screen size 15.6 inches, weighs 4.1 pounds, and it's a full HD screen. And the one that's closest to the chairman, that's your current laptop on the end there. As far as tablets go, you each have an iPad Pro. It's a 12.9 inch, it's Wi-Fi and cellular, the 2015 model, and it was the first generation of the Pro Edition back at that time. It does support the latest iOS version, which is iOS 13. And then the next thing I want to go through is utilization. And you have a spreadsheet on your desk. So basically what we've been doing since, and I sincerely apologize for the small letters, numbers, but the statistics go back to May of 2015. So essentially this is goes back to the life of your current equipment and how it's been used. So we've been tracking this through our management software. We're able to identify if your laptops or your iPads are connecting to our server environment. So that's how we know if they're being utilized. So you can see the statistics going through the interim, followed by the 2017 session. And during the 2017 session, for the most part, majority of legislators are using both devices. And there is a handful of legislators that use one device or the other. So if you look at the chart down below on the left, you're seeing some of the averages. For the 2017 session, 135 of the 141 legislators were using their laptop. This is an average now over those 4 months. And then the iPads were at 132. And for the 2019 session, which is second to the last column, the laptop utilization was 136 and the iPads were 119. And the percentages are there. And then during the two interims, the 2017 interim and the 2015 interim statistics are there. But you can see the laptop utilization for the interim. In 2015-16, we had 77 legislators on average, using their laptop each month. And during the following interim, 2017-2018, it was 69. And so far, this interim, we're seeing an average of 84 of the legislators are using their laptops. And then the same statistics are right on the next line for the iPads. We're seeing 99, 109 for 17-18 interim. In the current interim, 105 of the legislators are using their iPads. So what basically the statistics demonstrate is that both devices are being used. Some legislators don't use both. They use one or the other, but they're all being utilized fairly well. Any questions on that or comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kyle, what is, I know we have the utilization and it's connected to the server. So if someone has their laptop turned on and online, but it's sitting idle, so if they just leave it in their office, they rarely use it, but it's on and connected to, if it's just on and connected to Wi-Fi, is that considered utilization?
Yes, Representative Mock and members of the committee. If it's connected to Wi-Fi, the device will communicate to our servers.
Okay.
So, yes.
Is there any, do you have the ability to determine an advanced level of utilization, so not just having a device in standby or passively receiving email, but actually using it for any applications?
I think that would be challenging just because of the fact that there's so few applications used during the interim. The email, I don't think it's going to be, well, we'll be able to get anything off of that unless we went through ITD.
Okay.
Laws, some legislators use laws during the interim, not that much.
Okay.
So I don't know. That would be kind of hard. We can look at it, but
I'm just curious.
Know.
So just so we know what the utilization, you know, the level of utilization means when we look at the statistics.
So, okay. Any other comments, questions? Otherwise, we'll move on. Okay, on the next screen, we're just looking at some of the comparison of the laptops that we have and what we're presenting. Basically, one of the key comparison things is screen size. As you know, some of you have been around for a while. You know, you used to have a 17.3-inch laptop, and now and then we downgraded last time to a 15.6-inch laptop. And on the desk here, we do have some smaller versions yet, too, that you'll be able to look at and choose from. So screen size matters. We see probably 10 to 15% of the users that scale the text size on their 15.6-inch screen so they can see their information better, but it's a small number. Weight is a huge factor. As you remember from the prior instance of hardware, they weighed 8 pounds, ungodly amount. These new ones are sit at 4.1 pounds, so it's, which is normal for a laptop unless you get an Ultrabook or a lighter one. Some other common features, a minimum screen resolution of full HD, and these all have that. And these also, everything that we're presenting today also has touchscreen. At least we would order it in with touchscreen. There's one of the laptops does not actually have demo touchscreen, but we would get touchscreen because that's the common thing now. Everything would have solid-state drives. And because you have solid-state drives, everything's going to have long battery life. Backlit keyboards, everything we're presenting today would have a backlit keyboard, which I find quite useful for myself. I tend to do things in the evening in the dark. They all have touchpads. So even though a lot of people do like their mouse, you know, a touchpad is important. So these would all have a touchpad. Ethernet port. The Ethernet port is critical for the legislative chambers. Basically, as mentioned, critical process where you're reviewing bills, voting on statutes, amendments, and all that. Basically, we want everything on the wired network. And that's all the HP laptops all have a Ethernet connection. The two Microsoft Surfaces here would require a dock. So we would put a dock on each desk if that was a choice. Yes, sir.
Mr. Kyle, how many of legislators actually plug in their Ethernet connection during the session based off of what you guys have observed? I know I've seen Cody and Brady running around every now and then with Ethernet cords, but I know I don't think I've plugged in for four sessions now.
I think most people do. I know when we first got these new equipment and we went into the chamber for that first 2017 session, we had a lot of issues because you had to be on the wire network to get some configuration network setting that ITE was pushing out. So we had to run around and get everybody on the network. But since then, I'm guessing there's been some that'll be on the Wi-Fi. Our concern is more if the Wi-Fi goes down, essentially the legislative procedure has to stop. And that's just not a good thing. So, yeah, paper. In regard to tablets, I mean, I'm sure most of you or all of you have a smartphone. You're familiar with your iPads that you have now. The key feature here is the form factor. It's a nice device to consume and read content. Not the greatest for authoring things, because it's the interface. If you're writing short emails, it's okay, but if you're doing a lot of documentation, the keyboard is very important. They're more like an e-reader for consuming devices. They're very portable to use, carry around. They all have the multi-touch, and they're instant on. They're just on. So you just touch the screen and it lights up and you access your information. And they have a long battery life. The iPads have phenomenal battery life. It's been very good. A lot of that is dependent on how bright you make your screen, but they do last a long time. In regard to some of the use cases for the tablets, basically it gets you mobile access to your email. I mean, you all have that on your phone, and many of them, you know, it's all on your iPads. We do have the laws application that's used in the chambers that's available. The new North Dakota Legislative Daily mobile app is available on the iPads as well as your phone, your mobile devices. And then, of course, the legislative branch website. So basically, the information is accessible while you're in the building, or you can access it from your interim meetings while you're here or at home. So it's basically, it's a nice device to connect to any Wi-Fi network that you deem trustworthy. They also work quite well for capturing meeting notes, and we do have technology on the iPads that you can annotate PDF documents, which you can also do on your laptops. So, and we have a place to store that now. In comparing the iPads, right now you have the first generation. It was the 2015 edition, and basically the current one is right here. And then there's two new ones here. The newer edition, the current model of the iPad is the third generation. And it came out in the fall of 2018. And the new ones are faster. Their processes are faster. If you look at the chart down below, you can see there's two different graphics tests that were performed. The top of the chart there is the 2018 iPad Pro, the current one. And the one that you have would equate to the 2016 iPad Pro. Apple did a slight release right after that first of the year, and they named that one the 2016. But based on the length of the bar graphs there, you can see that the performance of the devices is always improving. And that's pretty standard in any kind of equipment category today.
Mr. Chairman, you know, and Kyle, I know the current demo that you have is the third generation. The fourth is likely coming out potentially as early as this month. Is that something that, if we were to go with an iPad Pro, when would you make the decision on which version to purchase? Would you purchase the most current version, and would our approval of getting it be sufficient to get the newest version, or would we be locked into the third generation based on what's available today?
Mr. Chairman, Ms. and Representative Mock, I think that's kind of up to you guys. There's rumors are that there would be a new iPad this spring. You would expect that. What we don't know is with all the coronavirus and the factory shutdowns in China and what's really going to happen here. We could easily wait until June, and if the new one came out before June, we could roll with that. Technically, we could wait and roll out later too, but it would be more work for the IT staff to roll out devices during the fall and then into the legislative session. Not saying it can't be done if that's a choice that this committee would want to make. It's been, I think, 15 or 16 months since the third generation came out. So I think it's going to be very soon, but we just don't know. And when you look at the new generation, what can we see? Okay, so as you know, they came out with the iPhone X and then the iPhone XS, and now they have the iPhone 7. This is a 7 Pro. The professional version of the fourth generation, what I expect to have, will probably have a new CPU in it. They're going to go with the new cameras, which really isn't a critical thing for the legislature, but it'll have a new CPU, it'll be faster. But the other thing that Apple did is when these iPhone 7 Pros came out, they were able to increase the battery life. So the battery life on these was better than the XS's, just the 1 year older. So I suspect that the fourth generation iPads will probably also have better battery life. So the big things there would be the battery life and a little bit faster processor. But what the legislators use the iPad for, I don't know if you yourself would notice a lot of difference between the third and the fourth generation in regard to the processor, unless you're playing a video game.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess I think the hardware aside, especially with an iPad, we currently have that first generation iPad Pro. That's nearing the end of Apple's service. I believe they're going to phase that out of their service and updates.
Mr. Mock, yes, or Representative Mock, yes, it's very possible that by the time, within the next 2 years, we kind of suspect iOS 14 or 15 will not be available on that first generation.
So
within 2 years, we expect that.
Sure. So in other words,
the third generation model, that'll continue.
Absolutely, absolutely. I guess the reason I bring that up is the ability for hardware that we purchase today. I mean, what's the average service life expectancy of a generation? Is it about 6 years?
I think it varies.
Okay.
Based on how popular the devices are and how many are out there.
Sure.
But Apple's been done very well in regard to keeping old devices current.
Sure. Especially as the hardware is improving, yes, and has the ability to. But that's just something to keep in mind. If we're having to choose between generations, the newer generation would give us, I would presume, a couple of years extra service life of that device, even post replacement from retirement from official legislative, yeah, duty, if you will.
Yeah, that's just like the current iPads are. They're still going to be good for a few more years. The other difference is the new iPad Pro 12.9 inch is actually smaller than your current iPads because they got rid of Touch ID and went to Face ID. So they were able to remove that 1 inch of that whole bezel that had that home button, and they removed bezel on the side. So it's a much smaller device, and you can physically see that here. They're a little bit narrower, a little bit thinner, and again, they're faster. Some other things, we talk about the Touch ID, replace the Face ID. The third generation model is compatible with the Apple Pencil second generation, and that's the one that's got the flat edge, and it connects to the magnets on the device, and that's how it charges. The first generation one, you have to plug into the Lightning cable and plug it in to charge it. It's not quite as convenient to charge. And they actually charge very fast on the second generation. I'm not aware of too many legislators that have a pencil. A lot of it depends on what you're doing. The new ones have a brighter screen. Again, they're both wireless, no Ethernet. And the iPad Pro version, and then even the late version of the other iPad, has the smart connectors on it where you can transfer power and data. So the big thing about these two new iPads here and the current one too, if you have the Apple keyboard, anything that you're typing on that keyboard is securely transmitted into the device because it's going through that magnetic connector. If you go to a third-party Bluetooth keyboard off the shelf, they make these things so they're compatible with so many different devices that they're not really supporting like Bluetooth 4.0, and they're not, may not be secure. What you're typing may not be transmitted securely. So the smart connectors are a good thing. In regard to the computer replacement budget, here's what we put into the budget. So this is the money that we have available. We budgeted for 229 laptops, so it's the legislators, and then we have 88 support staff with the leadership staff, clerks, interns, the kiosk, steno, telephone, and then we also have to have spares on hand so we can easily swap your hard drive into another device and get you going, especially during session. We budgeted $1,300 for each device, and where the total budget there is close to, or it's $297.7. We did budget for Microsoft Office upgrade for staff. They're now on the 2016 version, and there are 76 licenses there at $250 at $19,000. The legislators yourselves, you're part of Office 365 now, so that's now an operational cost. That's no longer a device purchase cost. Because before, we were only updating you every 4 years. Docking station for the clerks so they can connect to a monitor and their foot pedal so they can do their control their audio with their foot back in their clerk area. So we had a total laptop budget of $321,260. And then iPads, we budgeted for 150 iPads at $1,310, and that would include a case at $196,500. So we had a total budget of $517,760. That's what's been allocated to computer replacement. Computer replacement options. Okay, so here's the five options that we're looking at today. And the first three involve an HP EliteBook laptop computer similar to what you have. And the size, screen size, the weight, and the screen resolution are there. And then those three options would also include an iPad. And it would be an iPad with a SmartFolio case, with the exception of option three. And the difference between the laptops, the first laptop, number one, the 850, the 15.6 inch, that's the same laptop that you have today. It goes from a third generation to a sixth generation. The new laptops are probably about a half inch narrower. And Cody and Tyler will be up here in a minute and we'll go through each one, but they'll slide in and out of your portfolio case a lot easier. And the 15 inch has the 10 key, whereas none of the other devices have the 10 key on the keyboard, the digital keyboard. So the budget would support an iPad, and we did put the two iPad options. You currently have the 12.9 inch iPad, but they also make an 11 inch iPad. And I'm not sure, I know we had some complaints from legislators that the current iPad's rather big, but because they reduced and removed the home button and made the bezel smaller, you can physically see that they're actually a fairly nice size, but the 11 inch is a little smaller. And we would include the keyboard case with those to protect the device. The third option of the HP is a 360. It's an X360, so when they show it to you, basically the screen will flip all the way back. And so essentially that's kind of like where the device could become and be used like a tablet if you wanted to. So the keyboard would shut down and you could use it like a tablet. Bear in mind that it's still Microsoft Windows. It's not the same as an Apple iPad. Now, with the thought that there's always been discussion, can we get to a single device? Okay, so we don't believe that the iPad can be a single device. The biggest limiting factor there is the fact that it's wireless only, and we desire to have a wired connection in the chamber to conduct your mission critical processes there. So we did put two Microsoft Surface devices here. The first one here is the Surface Book 2. It's like a laptop. It feels like a laptop. It does have a 13-inch screen compared to your 15.6, so the screen is a little bit smaller. It's a higher resolution screen, and it weighs a little bit less, but there is a button on the keyboard where you can actually pull off the screen, and the screen becomes like a tablet, and Cody will show you that. The other device is the Surface Pro, and I'm sure you've seen ads for those. And both of these are more of a consumer device. the keyboard on the Surface Pro just pulls away, and again, it's like a tablet. So you could have a tablet and a laptop with the keyboard here. The big difference between these devices is really about the HP devices are, they're a business class machine. So they do grade their equipment to a military specification where they're testing for moisture, dust, a drop test, and various other tests. We tried to get that information out of Microsoft, and they will not provide it. They don't market that kind of level of test. They're really more of a consumer device. They believe they can call their device a business device because they allow you to buy a four-year warranty. That's what they believe makes it a business device. So in our case, we've never dropped one of those, so we don't know how they'll survive with a drop test. It may be fairly well. We don't know. The other part is with the warranty, we have a four-year warranty on our current laptops, and basically we get next business day. So that usually means we can have your device fixed and back to you within 2 or 3 days, depending on what the issue is. With the Surface Book and the Surface Pro, those we would have to ship off-site to get fixed. And Microsoft says it's a one-week turnaround, but with all the shipping that's probably going to be involved, it's probably going to be close to 2 weeks. So in that case, we would have to have more spares available because we just don't know how they're going to work. So those are the devices. I'm going to invite Cody up here. And what we want to do next is we want to... Okay, go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Before you do that... have you made a decision on which laptop you're going to get for the staff?
The legislative staff, we got option number one, the 15.6-inch laptop that has the 10 key. Our fiscal staff is pretty adamant that they have to have that 10 key on the keyboard because of all the numbers that they type during session.
Because you're doing that, and you did that the last time we had we purchased a new product, are you recommending then that we have the same that you have?
It would be nice, but I don't think it's mandatory. We maintain the Legislative Council laptops as a separate pool from the Legislative Assembly laptops. We never mix them together. So other than appearance-wise and the hardware, they're similar, but we actually manage them completely separately. We never mix them. And to be aware of the options that we're choosing here, the plan is that we would still get that 15.6-inch laptop for all the clerks and the assembly staff. So no matter what you guys choose for the legislators, we still plan on getting them the 15.6-inch laptop, mainly because that's what they take to their meetings, and the screen size is more beneficial to them.
One other quick question before we...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kyle, a question. Based on what you're saying, I know that the committee's got to decide there's some options within the iPad. Regarding the computer itself, the 15.6 is number two there. Your preference would be that all legislators stick with one 15.6. You don't want us to split. I mean, if some folks wanted a smaller screen, would that be an option?
Senator Robinson, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, that would not be my recommendation to allow a split. I mean, where we're going to run into issues there is every time we have our election season, and last session I think there was 21 or 23 member turnover. So at that point we had to bring devices back, issue devices to them, and it's much easier to manage if everybody has the same device.
I hear you.
Otherwise there's going to be potential conflict, or I just don't know how we would handle that. And to properly handle it, we would probably have to have more inventory on hand so we can hand them out so everybody's happy with what they get. But that means you're going to have a higher cost because you're going to have more inventory.
And Mr. Chairman, I might continue. Does the same thing hold true, the same recommendation hold true with the iPad, or would your staff be comfortable if we had, you know, some folks might want a new one that's the latest, the fastest. Some of us might be happy just hanging on to the current, what, version 3, whatever. Or is that a problem?
Senator Robinson, on the iPads, I guess, you know, as far as iOS is iOS. what size device really doesn't matter. It just, to there, it becomes more, again, the same issue when we have turnover and what device does somebody prefer and do we have it in stock. My preference would be to keep them all the same just because of that. Again, I think we would have to stock more inventory if we want to keep everybody the same or at least on one or two.
Thank you.
Kyle, what's the current memory that we have in our iPads and what's the memory?
Your current iPads, I believe, are 128 gigabytes and these new ones are 256.
In both the Surface and the...
We went with the 512 gigabyte hard drives.
Is the surface memory the same as the...
Yeah, they would be the same. Yeah, for what we're seeing on the legislators, because right now I think they're 256, are they not? Your current laptops are 256, and we only have one or maybe two legislators that brush against that edge. So, but as we move forward and try and do more electronic things, we want you to have a larger drive so you can store more. If we push out more things electronically, you got to have place on your hard drive to have them.
Kyle, I'm just wondering, I've had legislators approach me about the Microsoft Surface, that they're interested in having a Surface, and that obviously becomes the equivalent of both our laptop and our iPad. So are there cost savings involved if we go with a Surface, since we wouldn't have to have an iPad?
Senator Pullman, Mr. Chairman, the Surface are more expensive. And you'll see that on your last slide, the costs are on there, but we didn't want to kind of go to that yet. But they are more expensive. Microsoft has a higher rate for them and their warranty is a little bit higher. Now, if we go with the Surface as a single device, then there is fairly significant savings out of the budget because you're only buying one device. Now, if there wouldn't be enough budget to buy iPads for everybody. So it's really kind of a decision of how do you treat everybody fairly? Or will we have enough devices that everybody can get one that wants one? So we'd have to have some kind of inventory of iPads if we still had that option. Is that really what you're asking? Or is it you're just asking a single device only? Yeah, there would be savings, and that's identified on that last sheet. So one thing I'll mention, too, is if you were to choose to go with a Surface, there's nothing to say that we couldn't continue to use your current iPads. I mean, they're not truly end of life yet. I mean, they are 4 years old and we've had some screen replacements, but nobody's really complained about their battery life is very poor or whatever. What's gonna eventually make it hit end of life is when Apple no longer releases the new iOS for that device. And I can guarantee if you put the two side by side, you'll see some speed difference. And it's whether or not that's acceptable or not, too. So that's part of it. So there's lots of options here. So,
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Kyle, the Surface, I presume that Laws works on the Surface just as it does with the HPs.
Correct, because it's essentially a Windows laptop just like you have today.
Is there a difference in the operating system, even remote, that would have any software implications, either that the legislature is putting on there or individual legislators may wish to install?
Representative Mock, no. I mean, essentially it's Windows. The only thing that, you know, Windows has, if you have a touch screen, it's got tablet mode built into it. So you can use, Microsoft tried, I don't know, they're still in the game of having their own app store, but I truly don't believe it's ever taken off. And you don't hear about, you don't see an ad on TV for an app from the Microsoft app store. It just doesn't happen. So most of the apps, you don't even use any of that stuff. You're really still using Windows as a desktop mode. So I that's where I have a little bit of difficulty. If somebody's truly used to the tablet mode that the iPad gives you and how the many apps are available and how you really use it. It's quite different than what Windows could provide. But then you have to ask yourself, well, how much of that is really necessary to do my legislative business versus personal? And there's a big difference there, too. Now, the legislators, 134 of the legislators pay that personal use fee, that $10 per month, and they can essentially do whatever they want on these devices within the statute that they don't do political things. So we have several legislators that run their business on their state-issued laptop.
So Kyle, if you have an iPhone, that's not compatible then with a Surface, is it? So most of us, if we have iPhones, which I do, right. And I have the iPad, all of my same information goes from the phone to the
Yeah, I mean, essentially your email would be the same. We use that Citrix share file.
No, that's not my question.
Okay.
My question is, if you have an iPhone and we get the Surface, are they going to be compatible that you're going to get, you'll get your email and your text messages and your other stuff on both of them at the same time?
Email, yes, because you can have Outlook client on your Surface. It's Windows. Your text messages, no. Because on your iOS, that's an iOS feature that you're allowed to get your iMessages, essentially, on your all your iDevices. That feature would not be there on any Windows device.
And another quick question. If you are, would all of your stuff be able to be transferred from an iPad to the Surface if we were going to Surface?
For the files, I mean, what's on the iPad is you're probably using Dropbox or some other file synchronization device. If you're using that for personal use, then that same app would be able to install it on either laptop. If you're using ShareFile, ShareFile is already synced onto your laptop. We do that today. If you own content through the App Store, such as books or movies, you would have to install iTunes on the laptop and get your content from Apple that way. It really wouldn't be a transfer. You would have access to it.
Mr. Chairman. Kyle, I guess going back to the software compatibility with the Surface, I don't know if the Surface is 64-bit compatible or how it would work with printers or any of our accessories that would have drivers installed. Have you guys experienced or looked into that for compatibility purposes?
Representative Mock, I don't think you'd see any differences. Any commercial laptop you buy, whether it's HP or the Surface, because essentially it is Microsoft Windows.
Right.
The only thing that's going to be a little bit different would be the connectivity. So in other words, how many USB ports do you have?
Sure.
And basically, these devices in the chamber, we'd have to put a dock in, and that uses USB-C, which is kind of like a little oval, and it just slides in. That's the new standard now. And it's just an easy plug-in, and you'd be docked.
Okay. The reason I'm bringing it up is I had looked into doing a Surface Pro myself, and we'd run into some compatibility issues that it's designed like essentially it's Windows, but it's designed on a tablet, and that there's some differences in hardware and compatibility. Now, it might be only to older devices, but I just want to make sure that if we were to go down that path, that we don't end up having the same challenge that we've had with iPads and printing on our computers or on the printing on the printers, where it doesn't quite, it doesn't print the cover sheet, or it's not compatible, or if you have a device at home. So my home office, if I'm going into it and I'm using it for legislative work, would I be able to connect it to a printer that's 4 or 5 years old?
You should be able to, because it's really no difference than Windows 10 that you have on the other devices.
Okay.
So
it's possible
that
the information that I've had was
any issues like
was
that.
Was.
You guys heard anything?
So. Okay.
So. Okay, so Cody's going to come up, and we're going to kind of go through option 1, 2, 3, and then we're going to pass them around so you guys can look at them and go from there.
Chairman and members of the committee, thank you. Thank you, Kyle. I think you covered. Oh, I'm Cody Malloy from Legislative Council IT staff, IT specialist. And like Kyle said, this 850, the option one, it's basically the same laptop you have now. Everything that we have here that we would order would be touchscreen. That's the request that we have heard a few times in the chamber last session, and then it's kind of became more standard, and it doesn't really add much cost to the device. So we determined to just go forward with touchscreen on every device. This will be the only option that has the 10 key. So if you're set on the 10 key, this is that option. And other than it being slightly slimmer, it's pretty much the same laptop that you have now. And just to kind of elaborate a little bit on the Windows 10 versioning, so all these Windows laptop versions are on the exact same build of Windows 10, so there's no difference. Now, we tested the Surface Pro 1, which would have been 4 years ago, and we didn't have a, I would say it wasn't a very satisfactory experience. We didn't recommend the device at that time, but we haven't experienced similar issues that we did in the past. I think the devices have improved a lot. So Tyler will go ahead and pass that around. And we kind of touched on it a little bit, but as far as, you know, Kyle said, the weight, the screen size, those are the biggest difference. One other thing to think about is battery life. We tested all the devices with a similar test, and we have those results, but almost all the devices are real close to the same, except the Surface Pro 7 has a smaller battery. The cells on it are, it's a two-cell battery, I believe, might be three, but it doesn't last. It's about half as long as the Surface Book 2, which we talk about in a second. And all these HP laptops are very similar, and they'll be about 2 to 3 hours longer than your current laptop.
So the one that's being passed around now, that's the one that you have decided on for your office?
Yeah, correct. And for the assembly staff, clerks, and front desk staff will all have that laptop. So this is the 840 we'll pass around now. It's basically the same laptop with a 14-inch screen. So no 10 key, and it's slightly smaller, weighs about almost a pound less. So okay, yep, that's option two. It's the 840 G6, very similar, just a smaller screen. So, and I think I see one of these out in the crowd, X360. This is very similar size-wise to the 840. The difference being, if Tyler, if you want to show, so you can flip it back, and then Windows has built-in tablet mode. And that'll be something that, you know, you can explore on your own, or we would definitely have some training on. But what that means is it can turn to be portrait landscape, slightly similar to a tablet like an iPad, but Windows based. This laptop will be, we haven't, you know, had this type of a device yet from HP. We're suspecting that the service probably wouldn't be as quick, and we wouldn't be able to do it as ourselves as much as we can with the larger 840 and 850, just for the fact that the components are more compressed, condensed into that form factor that you have the flip and everything. As far as screens, those three options all have the same resolution. Not really any difference there. And then all the other specs would be the same. Same hard drive, same processor speed, same memory. So the Surface Book 2, this is Microsoft's delve into a tablet and a laptop. So this has excellent battery life for this type of device because this part, the keyboard, has a battery in it. If you have it detached by itself, the battery won't be, you know, as long lasting as an iPad or another tablet because you're losing that secondary battery. It's currently we've been testing these for a few months now and primarily as Windows devices, so I couldn't really speak to the tablet mode much, but there, what happens is there's a button on here that you can push and then you can pull it apart. So you push the button and it's like an eject, basically, like an old VCR. And then, you know, you have the separate case or keyboard and then the tablet. So this device much lighter, but like Kyle mentioned, we're not going to intentionally drop them or anything like that. If anyone wants to play with it, one of us can show you how, but you can definitely feel there's not a lot of heft to it. And so that one's a much smaller screen. It's 13 inches, so that the second two options were 14, and then the first was 15.6, so it's considerably smaller. One other thing with that we want to keep in mind a little is that unlike the iPad, you can't really put a case on that because then you're no longer able to connect it to that keyboard. And like Kyle mentioned, we tried to get information from Microsoft about military specification testing, and they weren't able to provide it. It does include that four-year warranty, which we haven't had to use yet, so we can't really speak to that either. But like Kyle mentioned, possibly 1 to 2 weeks for a turnaround. So the Surface Pro 7, this one Tyler has here now. So the keyboards on those, they're a magnet, so you just pull it off and then you just put it back together. But so it can be used as a laptop or as a tablet if you pull that keyboard off. I know on the first generation that we tested, or it might have been the third, now I think about it more, we did experience some issues with those, and this doesn't have as long of a battery life as some of these other laptops, but other than that, the specifications are the same performance-wise. I don't know if Tyler has any comments about it. He's been using that one more, but one thing you'll notice, unlike a standard laptop that has a flat bottom and a solid surface, this has like a kickstand almost. So it's more similar to trying to use an iPad in a case on your lap. So it's not quite as stable. But other than that, this one's the smallest screen size option. It's 12.3 inches. And it's also the lightest option. So with the keyboard, it's 2.5 pounds or close to. And then these two devices have a higher resolution. So if you do have, well, we would be getting the docks on the desk, increasing the size. So like Kyle said, 10 to 15% of the legislators do increase their zoom to 125 or 150, and basically what that means is you're zooming up this display of text and applications on the laptop. This potentially could be an issue with these high resolutions because you can't scale them as nicely on a small screen. So, but that would be something we could, you know, deal with on an individual basis, but that's one thing to keep in mind. An individual with some vision impairment possibly, you know, could have some issues. But other than that, we haven't really ran across any issues like driver incompatibility or printing issues. So far, I think we've had good experience with those devices too. Does anyone have any questions? Or Oh, we'll send it on the iPads too. So this first one is the 12.9 third generation. So this would be similar or the same model as the current iPads, my little smaller. And that's
so this is the in the option one.
One, two, and three.
Oh, one, two, and three. Okay.
Yeah. So on the bottom there, this will be the second one up from the bottom left. So the 12.9 third generation. So both of these would have very similar. Well, they're the exact same as far as performance. The size is 256 gigabytes. They're both Wi-Fi and cellular. Same resolution. They're just a smaller screen on that 11 inch. So and those are going to weigh a little less. So we took them down and weighed them with the keyboards on them. So that first one weighs 2.3 pounds with the keyboard, and then the other is 1.5. So it's close to a pound difference between the smaller iPad and the larger. But we haven't had a lot of, you know, either of these will be considerably smaller than the current iPad that you have. So, yeah, we can pass those around if you want to see the difference. If you hold them over each other, it's pretty easy to tell the difference. And then I guess one other thing we neglect to mention, I guess, the USB-C is the standard now, and all the new iPads have that as well. The Lightning cable is no longer part of that.
Does anybody have any questions on any of those devices?
Well, Kyle, it seems to me, again, you might want to comment a little bit more on it. It seems to me that turnaround time on the Surface for repairs is a problem. You have a number of legislators that come in here for a two-day meeting or a day meeting and bring their iPads, and you really get them the next day or the same day.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, what we do today, if somebody has a laptop failure, basically we have spares, so we can take your hard drive out of the laptop, put it in a different laptop, and if you're here for the whole day, usually we can accomplish that in one day. And we'll do our support ticket to HP. They'll come on site and they'll fix whatever's wrong with the other one, and then it just goes back into the pool.
I'm really talking about the tablets.
Now, the tablets, in regard to the Microsoft ones, yes, we would have to send those off. We wouldn't be able to do anything with those. We won't even be able to remove your hard drive from there. So that's going to be a challenge too, is if basically what is ever on that drive will leave the building and it's going to get sent to Microsoft, and if they deem the device totaled, I don't believe we'll get our data back either. I mean, that's one thing that's nice about the HPs, because we can always pull that drive. Unless it's the drive itself that's failed, we can pull the data part off. And we did implement iDrive backup for all the legislators, and that's been going good. We have that on everybody, so everybody's laptops are getting backed up. And we've had to do some restores onto a different laptop for a couple legislators, and that's worked well too. So yeah, there is some concern with the Surfaces, but we wanted to put them on the table because there's always been talk about going to a single device. And the closest thing that we have to a get to a tablet and a laptop is that X360. In my mind, that could be used as a go-between device, where if somebody truly wanted it to be a tablet, they could use it as a tablet just by flipping that screen back, and then they're only touching the screen. Unfortunately, it is a little thicker than, it's not as nice as an iPad or even the Surface if it's just a screen, because you can't disconnect the screen. It still stays connected. So,
Senator Burkhardt, do you have any questions? Are you following us okay?
Yes, I am following this, I believe, okay. Sometimes it's hard to determine who the question, the person asking the question is, but other than that, I'm following it just fine.
Okay. Are we ready to move on, or does anybody else have any questions? So if you look at your next slide, essentially, now we're looking at the options with dollars assigned. We wanted to initially just look at the devices. And what you can see is basically the all five options would be under budget. I did put a double line down the middle and put some gray area where the two Surface options wouldn't include an iPad, but it would put you under budget by 22 and 25%. Whereas the options 1, 2, and 3 are the three HP laptop options with the 12.9-inch iPad. I personally believe, I think the legislators would like the 12.9-inch iPad as compared to the iPad they have today. I mean, they're not quite as big because they took away that home button. Face ID, in my opinion, works great. I find it much better than Touch ID. Everybody has a personal choice there. But the size of it and the weight of it and the ease of carrying it around will be nicer than the current one. Again, we plan on getting the 15-inch laptops for all the clerks and assembly staff just for consistency, and with whichever one the legislators choose, that would be their own pool of laptops. So if you look at option one, the price of the laptop for option one and option two are both the same. They're $1,153 each, and that includes the four-year warranty. The option three laptop, the Windows, are the XP, or the X360, that has a higher cost. It's $1,506 per device. And then again, that includes the four-year warranty. So each of those lines, we include the 141 legislator laptops and their dollar price, the spares, and you see the 5/10. What we're objectively saying is we would have 5 spares for the legislators on the HP options, but we would have 10 spares for the Microsoft Surface option because the time that it takes to ship things back and forth, we'd want to have 10 spares on hand. So there's a little bit more cost there, but that's where we would be comfortable with that device, with that number of spares.
So one more thing on the, it's Martinson. It seems to me that that's a big concern too. If you send in your Surface and all your information could be trashed, to me that's kind of a no-go.
Yeah, I mean, it's a drawback, and that's the nice thing about the HPs, they're repaired on site. And during the interim, we've had...
But you're talking the laptops.
Yes, the laptops.
Yeah.
And the HP, we've had, they've gone out to legislator home and have repaired laptops too. And the iPads, essentially, that data should all be backed up into the iCloud, and it's very easy to restore an iPad.
I'll call on you so that our snowbird down south will know who's talking. Senator Robinson.
Well, Mr. Chairman, and Kyle, thank you to your staff. I think you've done a great job giving us some options here. And my initial reaction would be to go with option one and be consistent and uniform with what the staff and the clerks are using. I think we kind of like the larger screen. I know several years ago we were concerned about weight, but that's been addressed. It comes with all the options we need, and then the iPad reduced size and weight. Just seems to be that we should all be on the same page if we can. And I think that presents an option that we could all live with, and the functionality would be there. So that would be my initial thought.
Representative Mock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Kyle, so admittedly, I was opposed to us going to the larger iPads 4 years ago. Especially since we were sticking with the larger laptop and the size was the factor, it just made sense to have the smaller one. But now as I look back, I think people have largely agreed that the larger iPad has been more functional, especially if you're ever using it as a quote-unquote computer replacement. I mean, the proximity of the hands, it's, we don't need to always feel like we're typing in Coach. You know, it's and that's kind of what that smaller iPad with the keyboard feels like. But I guess the question I have, and I don't know if you can answer this, is if we were to wait for the fourth generation iPad, would the cost stay roughly the same? They have been historically, but I guess I don't know what Apple has been rolling out as of late.
The Mr. Representative Mock, the iPad quote that's in here is at a slight discount. Basically, there's about a 5% discount. Basically, we purchase these through Apple's reseller, and when you buy in bulk like that, they tend to give you a discount. What we don't know is whether or not when we go to that new generation, there's a very good chance that there may be only a 1% or 2% discount at the beginning when they first release these devices.
Key option.
Now, the budget, in my mind, would still probably support that because we're still under budget with all three options except for option three is a little tighter.
I remember when we had the meeting, was it 4 years ago, mm-hmm. we had the same discussion. Mm-hmm. And because of all the rumors, and yeah, it looks like it's coming out tomorrow, no, it could be here. I don't remember how long it was, but it was quite a while after we ordered ones that we have. That, but that's not to say it couldn't be announced tomorrow either.
Right. I mean, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, personally, I think you'd be very happy with the third generation one. But if the committee chose that we'd want to wait and see if it releases through maybe June or even July, I think we could easily do that and still acquire them. The part we don't know is how this whole coronavirus and factory shutdown in China is really going to affect any of Apple's timetables. We don't know what's going to happen there.
Well, you also don't know with the next version if it's going to be much different than the current one.
Good point. Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mock.
Thank you. So what, just from a logistical question, is what, when we make that recommendation, does that need to be approved by LPA? And then once you have that approval, do you order them right away? And then how soon do you start? What do you do in that, get in that time gap between the time the decision is made and a hypothetical delay until, say, June for the iPad?
Representative Mock, Mr. Chairman, member of the committee. The procedure here is once we get the recommendation from this group and then we vote on it, it goes to the LPA committee, which meets on March 18th. So we'll present to them, and they will again vote and either accept or, I guess I'd be shocked if they would decline it, whatever you recommend. But they'll accept it, and then at that point, we would probably do our purchase orders. Now, if we are interested in getting iPads, I don't see any harm in specifying that we wait until June or July to see if new ones come out before we order. I don't think that would adversely affect the IT staff that much to be able to get the devices to you in a timely manner before session. And I think that would be my thought, is to do the purchase with approved delay to see if the new ones come out. If they don't, then you can go ahead and procure. And there will be another LPA meeting in June.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess the only reason I'm leaning on the generation of the iPad is just because of that end of life idea, that the third generation, while they're all brand new, their service life dates back, their creation life dates back to 2018 is when that
correct.
One was designed and released.
Fall of 2018.
Right. And if we were looking, again, into the future, this 4 years from now, if we're having the same conversation, we're replacing laptops and iPads with the newest generations, what the functionality of those devices after their legislative service would theoretically be extended by a couple of years if we went with the newest generation today. Now, I would only suggest that if that would not jeopardize our ability to get them, but if everything else is more or less the same, the newer version at least puts a little extra service in at the end of that life of that device.
Well, when we've reached the point where we're looking for a motion, which will probably be a little bit later, include that in your motion. And then, did you have some more information you wanted to give us?
Only if people have questions. I mean, as far as the options that are before you, we've been kind of concentrated on one and two with the iPads. Option three is the 360 that does fold back. That one there, we weren't planning, the budget doesn't support to do purchase all the legislators a keyboard. And so there we would just get a protection case like we do today, something that protects the iPad. Whereas on option one and two with the iPads, we would plan on getting each legislator a keyboard.
Well, if all the legislators aren't getting the same, you get to tell them why.
Well, that would be only if you chose option
you can
three.
You can pick which ones get it and which ones don't.
They all get it. And then otherwise, I show the dollar amount for what the expense would be for the clerks and their equipment, and then showing the totals and the variance with the budget. Essentially, everything, each option is under budget. It's really about your preference on which option you want to go with.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Kyle. This is Randy.
Yep, please go ahead.
Okay, Kyle, so would you just elaborate a little bit again, the biggest differences between options one and options two?
The Senator Burkhardt and members of the committee, the biggest option between option one and option two is the screen size of the laptop. Option one is a 15.6-inch screen, which is the same screen size you have today. Option two is a 14-inch screen. And because the 14-inch screen size is narrower, the keyboard, the 10 key in the keyboard is not present. So there's really only two difference between those two devices.
Okay, thank you.
Well, yeah, correct. The weight is about a little close to a pound less.
Senator Robinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Kyle, there's no problem if we go with option one, inventory-wise, they're accessible in short order.
Senator Robinson. Okay. Yes, there is. Again, it's back to China and coronavirus.
That's what I was thinking.
So we ordered our laptops for Legislative Council about 35 days ago. And they're in manufacturing in China. That's all we know. Okay. So the laptops are made in China. So, and
worst case scenario, as far as that goes, we use what we have.
Well, right. Yeah, I'm guessing if we ordered in April, we'd probably get delivery by the end of June. I mean, once the factories start up again, I think things are going to move.
Great. Thank you. But
do committee members want to take a minute and play around with these? So are you ready to make a motion?
If you're ready. I mean, I've got one question, and I'm happy to make a motion if you'd like.
Okay.
Kyle's all
Representative Mock.
Thank you. Option one, there's no issues with the current laptop bags, with the devices, everything fits?
Representative Mock, you're correct. The option one, the 15.6-inch laptops, they're pretty much the same size, but they are about a half inch narrower in width.
And the power?
There will be a new power supply because everything's USB-C now.
Okay.
Not on that one?
The 850 and the 840 will be the same as the current.
Okay.
The X360 is USB-C.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, I mean, I feel like there's enough demand and preference to have that larger laptop, the 10 key. And considering the demographics of our members, it's hard to predict if anyone's going to have any visual impairments or needs. I guess I would move that we recommend that we go with option one for the laptop, the 12.9-inch iPad, as presented in option one. I would also recommend that we give Legislative Council the authority to wait on the iPad until Kyle fill in a date, June.
Representative Mock, yes, I would say probably wait to order until June, see if the new one comes out?
Do you want to put a date certain on that? Just June 1, June 30?
I'd say June 15th.
Okay, so June 15th, I'm sure split the difference. June 15th, and if there's a fourth generation of the iPad available for purchase at that time, that they would go with the newest generation. I would say by June 15th, they go with the newest, the current generation of the iPad 12.9-inch available at that moment.
Is there a second? Been moved and seconded. Committee discussion. All right. Could you call the roll, please?
Okay. Representative Martinson.
Yes.
Anderson.
Yes.
Beadle.
Yes.
Lauser.
Yes.
Mock.
Yes.
Steiner. Senator Burkhard.
Yes.
Davison.
Yes.
Poolman.
Yes.
Robinson.
Aye.
All voted yea.
All right. Is there any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I would just really like to see us move to a single device in the future. If we can do that as soon as possible, I think that would be really practical for taxpayers.
Anything else? Senator Robinson?
Based on your performance today, if you were chair all interim committee meetings, we'd be out of here in a hurry. Good work.
I would like that, too. Yeah, all right. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming. And, you know, I share your thoughts on the single. I did get a couple of calls on that. Always difficult when you try to figure out how to please 150 people. You know, we have different age groups. Thank you very much, everybody.
And Mr. Chairman, this is Randy. Thanks for allowing me to visit, be in this committee room via the technologies that we have available today. Thank you.
How did it work out for you? Did you see us pretty good?
Yeah.
You know, you may not know it, everybody here, but he's where are the cameras? Whatever camera
there.
There.
There
yeah.
Here.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.